Hey everyone, this is John, and this is the Nintendo Show, the best damn Nintendo podcast on the internet. We are getting back to doing some Space World episodes. So today we have, in continuation of our series of podcasts on the Alien franchise, it is Prometheus, and do expect spoilers on this one. So up next for this space where we got Prometheus from 2012. So
yeah,
if I can do math real quick, like 15 years.
You guys give me a hard time for doing Brandon Sanderson books, but you're sitting here one movie after another on aliens.
That's true. I mean, we've been doing space movies for like 4 months now.
Yeah, but I mean, I've been doing books for
I don't know. I mean, we're not like
my
talking
point stands.
I mean, we are talking about a Ridley Scott movie again. This is the third Ridley Scott movie we've talked about.
Yeah. Wow. We're really turning through his filmography.
Yeah. So he of course came back to direct this. We've talked about him before. We talked about both Alien and The Martian. So came back to the Alien universe, and it's not a continuation like we mentioned on the Alien 3 Space World. But it's more of a, you described it as Alien Zero.
Yeah. I
want to say something. When this first came out, wasn't it like a while before anybody found out it actually was about aliens? Like before it came out and the previews were just coming out, I was like, what the fuck is going on with this?
Yeah, he intentionally hid all of that. He's basically just,
I think that was a great idea,
building it like he was going to make, and which is weird, because can you think of a movie where a director has made a film and then comes back to it? Oh my God, how many years is this? 40 years later, right? Like, this is a long time to pass.
And yeah, granted, the first Alien was 79.
The series has kept going. Like I said, it's been like, what, 15 years since we last saw an Alien film? Yeah, but this was his baby. This was his project that he started in the first place. So now he's going back to basically say, here's where it all started. Here's the initial idea I had in mind, I guess, is what he's doing with this film.
Right, here's like the backstory to all that stuff that you saw back on LV-426, because that's the plan. No, they're not going back to LV-426. I'm going to correct myself there. Mm-hmm. I actually was doing some reading, and they're going to different planets, like LV-223 or something like that. So they're in a different location from where humans encountered the xenomorph.
Mm-hmm. The alien ship lands there. It crash lands there. On LV-426.
Which alien ship do you mean?
The horseshoe ship?
Yes. Yes.
But there's a lot that happens leading up to that event.
Yeah.
Okay. Just for my sake of sanity, because I haven't watched these in depth like you guys have. I have seen a little bit of all three movies.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give me that. Don't give me that. Son of a bitch. That was creepy. So the first planet in Alien 1 is
LV-426.
And this isn't LV-426.
No.
This is about where
the very first planet we see is the seeding of another planet that takes place when one of these it's not these evil black acid aliens, it's this other seemingly supreme alien race that is intentionally infecting itself and then spreading this disease onto this other planet.
And so it's killing itself off.
So I don't know if there, and maybe there has been, I just haven't found out. I don't know if there is a explanation, like a canonical explanation as to that opening sequence where he's on a planet, it's like an Earth-like planet with flowing water and all that. So, and he's given like he's got this little vestal and he drinks out of it and then disintegrates.
Yeah.
And then, which is the stuff you see later in the movie, that kills off one of the characters, Holloway, and you see this alien disintegrate and all his DNA break up, but then you see DNA coming back together in the water, and it's supposed to be like the origins of life on that particular planet that they're on. I don't know if there's like any explanation as to why he's doing that, or if that planet is actually Earth. I think it's implied throughout the movie. I mean, I have my own theories as to why
They really don't even state what this alien race is up to, and that's the big question mark.
And maybe in future Prometheus movies, we'll get a better idea. But do you have an idea, Ryan, about what exactly what was the situation leading up to that event of that alien killing himself?
I honestly really don't have any idea. I mean, it seems like they want to propagate themselves. They're just doing it a different way. And it's not, and you know, God, this movie does a great job of delivering all of the stuff that you think is iconic of the series in this own, in its own way. Like the way that you see this supreme alien succumb to a facehugger, but it's a facehugger that is 20 feet tall.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Like it's this most insane, grotesque vision of what these things can be in the first place. And they don't, yeah, that's kind of the weird thing is they don't say what the idea is. Other than that, this is their method of propagating themselves. And it doesn't necessarily need the host, a human or an animal host. They can just do it by putting themselves into the natural environment that they're in. Because that's what he does. He pours himself into a waterfall. Mm-hmm. Like he intentionally, and then there's that, and that's what I find so fascinating, is there's that ship that stays there and makes sure he does it. It doesn't leave until it sees him open the canister and then take that black goo into his body.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's sort of, it's almost like it's a suicide, like a sacrifice he's required to make. And you are kind of have to have somebody there making sure you follow through with this.
So do you think that the planet in the beginning there that he kills himself on, is that's not necessarily Earth. Do you think that maybe him killing himself
That very well may be what that is. That may be the thing that the seed of life that is Earth, and that for so long we've, like, if it was really, really potent alien DNA or whatever, that it's, like, through millennia been sliced down to where we just probably have, like, a fraction of it that courses through.
Okay, so this is, like, a pre-thing before the humans got there.
Right. Yes. Well, I think that's implied, yeah. Mm-hmm. So before we spend 10 minutes on just the opening of this movie, I just want to throw my personal theory out there, what's happening here. So I think he is this alien that's down on this planet. I think it is Earth. And I think that maybe he's some sort of criminal or someone that they don't want around anymore. So they basically maroon him on this planet. It's like, hey, here's your gun with the one bullet in it. You can either die here, like you can die slowly, or you can just kind of kill yourself and be done with it. So that's why they're kind of waiting to see what he does. As soon as he drinks it, they take off, he disintegrates, and then his DNA breaks up, more forms back together, and then you have the origins of life on Earth. In this universe.
Mm.
And I think that would also help to try to explain why later on in the movie this engineer species, as they're referred to throughout the movie, does not like the existence of humans, because they see them as like this sort of
mutt race.
Right. This event that should not have happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That's just my personal theories as to what exactly is going on. But throughout this whole movie, you have a lot of speculation. There's these running themes about finding a creator.
Yes.
And whereas this franchise in general has been a lot about motherhood, you have a lot about fatherhood and about creating a species, which is for some reason always, you know, you have the female of a species always being seen as creating life because they give birth or giving birth to life, but you see the father of a species as the one doing the actual creating. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and that's what you see happen to, like, who is, I guess, the main character is Elizabeth Shaw, who's played by, this is the impossible to pronounce, Noomi Rapace.
Yeah.
Am I saying this right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's essentially how she gets infected, is through literal sex, through literal, like, impregnation. She had sex with her husband, or?
Through Holloway, who was infected with this, presumably the same thing that the alien in the beginning drunk, by Michael Fassbender, who is the, of course, another returning element of the franchise, this artificial life.
Yes. Well, and the willfully evil AI that is him. You know, Ian Holm kind of is given these directives and then basically flips out. There is a very calculated evil, I think, that David, the AI that Michael Fassbender plays. He's perfect.
Yeah.
He's another great addition into three actors that have nailed these synthetics.
And I do want to spend a few minutes on Michael Fassbender because, like you said, he plays David, the artificial life form. And there is that willful evil.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's ever clear what his motivation. He just seems to want to fuck with shit.
Yep.
Which is, and there are times where all the humans are downright nasty to him because they're talking down to him like he is some sort of lesser life or like he's just an apparatus. But there seems to be this intentional desire to just ruin everyone who is there with him.
Yeah. And it's like, he gets mocked and then he brings that up to them, which is a really great point. And it's like, imagine, he's like, you're in search of your divine creator as well. How would you feel if you found them and they insulted you to your face? Mm-hmm. That's how I feel when you challenge me as being, you know, not human.
Right.
It's like, I'm built to be like you. I should be treated like you.
Yeah.
I don't, it, again, this is one of the a million points that this series has established, that it really just punches you in the gut with its obvious, like, metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Speaking of guts, can I talk about, I think maybe the death of Bishop is the most gruesome death.
Yeah.
The most gruesome thing that's ever happened, and this is not even a death. It is the, again, because this is so literal and so over the top, she basically gets an abortion performed on herself.
She gets into the abortion machine.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is, when I rewatched it, I felt queasy. Like,
it is intense.
It is so gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, she's like, this is a male machine too. I'm going to program it to just do this. I'm going to remove foreign object from body, is essentially what it is. Like, she's in some kind of construction accident and there's a 2x4 sticking out of her. She's like, we're going to get this thing out of us. You know what I'm talking about?
I haven't seen the movie.
Oh,
but you're saying this machine, and instantly I just imagine, hopefully it wasn't the suicide machine where you gotta pop a quarter in.
So I can keep a string around it so you can pull it back out before you die. But it's a pod, a lot like you would think of, like, as a life support pod.
Yes.
And that also made me think of a Horizon, the dude hanging there with his insides cut open. I was like, is there anything along that line?
So it's like, worse. It's like, so you weird. Actually watch that. Because in Event Horizon, you see the aftermath.
Yeah, you don't see it happen.
You literally watch it happen.
Oh, God.
It's so brutal.
Yeah, and it is not, like, over in 30 seconds. This is a sequence.
And she's, by the way, like, intentionally, like, jamming anesthesia into her the whole time. She's not even, like, prepped for this. She basically, like, feels like it's about to burst out of her. She gets to the surgery chamber and then is just like, boom, 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 I'm going to select this from a bunch of menus and we're going to just remove this from my body right now. And as she's doing it, she's, like, popping herself with the meds to try to numb what's about to happen to her.
Dear God.
And it is graphic. It's done with probably the best technology available to film something so brutal.
I'm not kidding.
This is a series that has reveled in violence. And this is easily the most violent thing they've done.
And it's not a xenomorph. Well, okay, it's not like the typical xenomorph that you would think of, like, popping out of a human. It is, like, the most, like, vile alien thing.
Yeah.
It's like, it looks like squid. There are, like, tentacles flopping around. It is disturbing.
Yeah.
Because as disturbing as it's just, like, a face, like, popping out of someone's stomach. I think it's even
more,
like...
Well, it's not the critter. Like, you see the little critter kind of come out of him, or in the very first alien. This is something that's going to grow to be massive because it is so much more of this pure virus that's been put inside of her. And the thing ends up becoming this giant, it would be a sea monster if it were in the water. You know, it's horrifying. And it's the thing that ultimately brings down the engineer that creates and spawns the alien itself.
Yeah.
Which is the queen from Aliens. And spoiler alert.
So
we managed to not bring up spoiler alert for the last 2 months. This is good.
I'm gonna post it
yeah,
at the beginning.
It should be presumed.
I mean, this is an old movie at this point, anyways.
Yeah, it's from 2012.
Yeah, I mean, come on, guys.
Get on top of it. All right. So I do want to go back to. Thank you for throwing me off there.
Yeah, do it again.
I forgot what I wanted to go back to. Yeah, what else?
I got something.
I'll remember it.
So does the squid thing infect the dude? And he spawns the queen?
Yes, thank you. We'll get back to that in a second, but you helped me remember. Back when we were talking about Alien, you were talking about how the alien is so effective as a horror creature because it can be so overtly sexual.
Yeah.
And they do so many of those same things so literally in this movie, like you were saying before. Like, she gets infected with these things from literal sex, not a face hugger. She goes into as literal as possible, abortion machine.
Yeah.
So, and then she's fucking running.
Think about the guy, and, you know, and there's been a lot of bad decision making throughout the entire course of these films. So I think that there's this, people have said Prometheus, these people are idiots. I think that a lot of them have been idiots. Think about the settler from Aliens
who
gets himself infected like an idiot. Think of fucking the guy, or, boy, I can't think of, from the first Alien movie, the first guy to get infected.
Oh, yeah.
Like, these are all very bad decision makers.
So
the series is flooded with them. So you can't really pin this movie as being poorly made because people are idiots.
I do want to touch on that too, but I want to get back to how overt it is with the similar themes from the rest of the series, the sexual themes and stuff. Yeah. Do you think that
like the oral rape that happens to constantly, right. everyone
to the engineer.
Oh, but maybe this one gets the worst.
So do you think that the movie suffers because of it? Do you think that
it's
a little bit too hammer on the nose?
I mean, I think they're bringing up, it's like Freddy from Nightmare on Elm Street. I don't know what you guys think about him as a villain. I think it's one of the greatest ever made because it preys on you in a way that you never thought it would when you're in a dream state.
Mm-hmm.
A place where you revel in great dreams, don't you? Like if you have a really good dream, it feels fantastic. But if you have a horrifying nightmare, it shakes you to the core.
And it's when you're most vulnerable.
Yeah, because you can't really protect yourself. You can't defend yourself. And then that's where Freddy attacks you. And then what more way can you be violated if not taking your life than sexually? And then that's what this alien does. That's like the very definition of this thing. It's going to propagate itself through you whether you want it or not. So, yeah, this is touching on something that's fucking terrifying.
Dude. Next alien movie, Gus Van Sant.
Yeah. Oh, whoa, that would be brutal.
There it is.
Yes.
So.
I'll get that one.
Goodwill Hunting. Yeah, that's the first like one Gus Van Sant that pumps into my mind.
Oh, when he made Elephant, that movie about school shootings between the two gay kids.
Yeah. this guy, lots of
talky movies about people doing fucked up things.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
now I'm private at home.
Anyway, Wes, back to what you were saying.
Question,
earlier.
Yes.
Yeah. What was it?
Does the squid thing infect the dude and he spawns the queen? Or
yeah.
What's
the idea is that, you are being, they established that the reason why everyone is even being sent here in the first place is that they have what they believe is the first true contact with alien life out there.
Okay.
And this guy, Waylon, who runs this whole corporation, the company itself, has been searching for the way to live forever.
Hmm.
And he thinks that if he can reach his mankind's divine creator, they can pass along eternal life to him. And sure enough, they get to that point, and what happens is the engineer basically says, fuck you, you guys are a disease, I want to kill you. And of course he kills David, and then he kills him, and then proceeds to chase, the only seemingly redeeming character alive at this point is
Shaw. Yeah.
Down this hallway, she knows that she has this thing that got pulled out of her trapped in this room, and she goes there, kind of, oddly enough, it's like Jurassic World, how they release... Did you see Jurassic World? By any chance, it's a bad reference if you haven't.
Which one was that one? The newest one?
Yeah.
I've not seen it.
Okay, well, spoilers for Jurassic World. They released the original T-Rex from the first series to fight this new evil, genetically modified T-Rex. Same thing happens. This fucking mega ultra face hugger has this showdown with the architect, the engineer. And
he holds his own for a little bit.
Yeah, he's actually able to fight it off. And these engineers are massive, right? They're like probably 12 feet tall. They're huge.
Yeah, they're quite a bit taller than humans, yeah.
Yeah, and then basically the punchline of it all is that everybody on this failed voyage dies and then manages to ruin everything for mankind, except for Shaw, who leaves with other creators, with the head of David. Sort of like, this own being that they created through artificial intelligence is going to travel with them to potentially find the true origin, the true seed of mankind.
Yeah. So
and then what is left over in the aftermath is the fact that this, from this powerful engineer, is the spawning of a queen.
Mm-hmm.
The most powerful alien the series has ever showed us. So,
and then, of course, really
cool.
The whole like decapitation of David is like another nice reference to previous movies. And every other alien movie to that point, there's always been an artificial intelligence having its head ripped off, and then you see the head talking.
Yeah.
Except maybe in Aliens, because I think you see Bishop's head in Alien 3.
It's split.
Yeah.
Yeah, like his upper.
They get gored. They get, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty violent.
Yeah. It even like turns over in Alien 3. It was like, shut me off, leave me off. Like, this is hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. So, I mean, anything else about Prometheus? Do we want to hit anything else? about this movie before?
Not really. I think you could say
I do remember, like, you were talking about how people saying these guys are idiots, they don't know what they're doing. These guys that are going to this planet have no idea why they're going. They have, except for like two of them, because they wake up and then they get the briefing, this is why we're here. Mm-hmm. They have no idea what they're in for. They're not trained astronauts. They're like people who are very specifically, they do very specialized fields. Like this guy is a
geologist or something.
Yeah, there's like a geologist and there's a biologist. Mm-hmm. So
there's an abortionologist.
Right. Yes. who runs the machine.
The abortion machine. Runs the machine.
Also the suicide booth, oddly enough.
So I think that from what I was seeing people reacting to this movie, those two guys, like the biologist and the geologist, kind of get the most shit for doing stupid things.
But they were the ones that wanted to get out of there.
Right.
They were the first ones to be like, let's just get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what happens, is that little fog comes over everything and they get lost. They just get lost in this whole thing. And everyone else is like, no, we're going to press on. We're going to keep looking into this crap. And the other two guys are just like, we're out of here.
Yeah.
No, this is not what we signed on for. And they were right in doing so. And then ended up just stumbling into the nest.
Yeah, and then, you know, they decide to stick around and try to play with the snake for a little too long.
Yeah, that should have been the first sign.
But yeah, they're not trained astronauts. They're not.
At the same time, that's kind of like their job. They're geologists and everything. They see something, they want to see it.
Yeah.
Sure, I mean,
learn of it. That's what they do.
You would think that a biologist would have a natural curiosity to encounter a new life form, yes.
Yes.
I think it's a valid point.
We didn't bring up the biological daughter of Waylon. That is
Yeah,
and how she is treated as the lesser stepchild sibling, even though she is full-blooded.
Shunned
compared to the AI.
Yeah, shunned by her creator.
Yeah. I wonder if that's what this movie's about. Yeah, it's the metaphor is so deep. I don't know. Yeah. We were wrapping this up. We've gone on for 21 minutes. It's been a while.
I think it's a really great prequel, a really great expansion on the universe.
Does everything the originals did. Just even better, even modern.
Yep. So, yeah, I think that's the end. You guys got anything else?
Nope.
Cool.
Meh.
And that is a wrap for this Space World. Up next, in just a couple of days here, we'll be wrapping up our Alien franchise series with Alien Resurrection. So, until next time, everybody.